Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 128 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about first love. First love. And my anchor scripture is going to be taken from Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. It says, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." What is God saying today? God was speaking to one of the churches, and he said that the problem he had with them is that they had left their first love. So what's your first love? Well, your first love is that time you give your life to Christ for the first, you just give your life to Christ. You are an unbeliever. You ask Jesus to come into your life to be your Lord and your Savior. And, you're like, okay, wow, I'm going to start reading the Bible. I'm going to start praying. I'm going to start speaking the word, reading the word, obeying the word, fulfilling God's purposes for my life. But then over the course of time, that thing kind of becomes watered down. That's what living your first love is. You've been with God for over a few months or years. Sometimes it's just even a few days for people. And they don't pray as they used to before. The word of God is not super important to them anymore. They've started making compromises. They're like, God will understand. That's what living your first love is. And today, I just want to encourage you, because you can look at it from the context of marriage. Living one's first love is, when the marriage started, you guys were so in love, deeply loved each other and everything. But then over time, that love starts kind of going on ice, starts growing cold, people start growing apart. As they grow apart, that's how problems then begin to come in, and they're like, you know what? This marriage doesn't look like it's working anymore. I'm going to dip. The thing is, you need to go back to the drawing board. You need to go back to the drawing board because, as a child of God, the Bible says the light of the righteous shines brighter and brighter until that perfect day. It's not supposed to go dimmer and dimmer. In fact, there is this part in the book of Leviticus that says your fire must never go out. The fire has to keep burning. So I'll just encourage you today, if you're in that situation where, wow, your relationship with God has really died down, I will encourage you to first go back to the drawing board and repent. Ask God for mercy. Because really, people's love for God and dying down is a hallmark of the last days. If you look at the book of Matthew chapter 24, I think it's verse 12. He says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. So that first love is going to be on ice, right? And for something to wax cold is not a sudden process. Many times it's kind of a gradual process. So little by little, little by little, their Christian faith just dwindles. So you're a person that right now has dwindling faith. I would encourage you to return back to the Lord in repentance. Ask God for mercy. Ask God for forgiveness. Ask Him to purify you. And I'll give you an opportunity to do that at the end of today's podcast. But I'll also say, in addition to that, be intentional about doing the deeds of righteousness. Be intentional about spending time with God. Be intentional about not forsaking the gathering together of saints, going to church, a Bible-believing church. Be intentional about reading the Word of God. Be intentional about obeying the Word of God. To be honest with you, like most things in life, just require intentionality if you really want to break through with those things. I've said this to many people many times. You need to be intentional. If you say, my relationship with God will just come naturally, you're deceiving yourself. It's not going to come just naturally, because there are always things in the world that want to take you away from God. There's always something that you could watch. There's always something that you really love that is contrary to the Word of God, right? The Bible says, for your sake, we are killed all the day long. You're literally killing things you want. You're killing those self-behaviors that are contrary to the will of God as you live out your life as a Christian. So I'm just encouraging you today. Where is your heart, right? Do you still love God like you did at the beginning, right? And the thing is, sometimes what you know is the right thing to do, you may not feel like doing it, but it's something you still have to do. I mean, like, think about it. You want a marriage. Oh, do you always want to do XYZ? But you know that, wait, I'm a married man. I love this person. Even if my feelings may not be there now, but I know in my heart that my heart is with this person. This is the right thing to do. And you do that right thing. You make that sacrifice. So I'll just encourage you, if you've departed from your first love, return to Jesus. He's willing to set you free. And you also need to ask the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh, to spark a revival. Right? But again, you need to be intentional about seeking God. You need to repent. You need to ask for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But you need to be intentional. As you're intentional, those things then become more and more enjoyable to you over time. So if you want to, you know, return to God, and also if you've never had a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I would encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. I believe you shed your blood and you died on the cross to set me free. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to do your will and to return to my first love. Help me to obey you all the days of my life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast. I pray that you might give us the grace to return back to our first love. In any way our relationship with you has been placed on ice, Heavenly Father, let your fire fall and rekindle that relationship. Give us the grace to be intentional about obeying your commands and doing the deeds that are meet for righteousness. And Father, please let there be a revival in our lives, in our relationship with you. And give us the grace to endure to the end. As you see in Matthew 24, verse 13. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So for those that are just giving their lives to Christ, congratulations, you're a child of God. I would encourage you to do three things. One is find a Bible. Find a translation you understand. I love the New Living Translation. But there are many other good translations as well. But really do what it says. You can start from the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. Second thing I would encourage you to do is find a Bible-believing church. Notice I didn't say find a church. There are many churches these days that preach things that are inconsistent with the Word of God, or they try to modify their teachings to fit the present world. But the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't want to go to a place that is trying to agree with popular opinion these days, even if it's not consistent with what the Word of God says. You don't want to be there. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many wonderful, wonderful, wonderful churches all over the world as well. And then third, listen to episode 96 to 101 on the website. Kind of talks about five basic responsibilities of a believer. Those podcasts will kind of walk you through some key critical things you need to do as a new Christian, or even as a Christian that has known God for a long time, so you can grow in your relationship with God. So thank you for listening to me today. I'll see you in episode 129. Have a wonderful week ahead, and God bless you. Shalom.